We are up to Memzayat Memhamid Beis, Rabba Akshray, about 12 lines to the bottom. Rabba Akshray, the Ramari Baruchel, Manji Bapursa the Bubble. Rabba made Bhutmachshir Ramari Baruchel and appointed him. I think that's where we got to the Pursa the Bubble, which is an officer in Bubble. Rabba Gavdam Ramari, Saim Tastam Alachim, Melachim, Masimishat, Mesim, Aliyah, Makar, Makicha. Even though it says Saim Tastam that you should appoint somebody that's born Jewish. He doesn't have to have both parents Jewish. As long as his mom is Jewish, it's fine. Rashi being stoop shot to him, the one Rashi likes best, and he was typo a woman, the shame Phyllis Nida, nothing to do with Geras. Can make her kasher and her daughter kasher. Right, she was makabel mitzvahs in front of three. That you have to say. The teretz is she was missing tefillah. The fact that she acts like a Jewish lady and goes to the mikvah is enough for tefillah. The brother to come, even though the father is in heaven, the kid is kasher. Who died bekar lebar armaisa? They used to call a man a son of a guy. His mother is a shiksa. I'm sorry, a guy. Amravasi mila tavlin the dusa. Again, the mother had been makabel mitzvahs. The question was the tefillah. That's good enough. Who died bekar lebar arma? His father was a guy. Again, he was makabel mitzvahs. Just was missing tefillah that he did for carry. Somebody buys a slave from a guy because of a tavel l'shem ben chayrim, and the eved went and tavelled himself for being Jewish. Kana atzma ben chayrim, he's kind of himself Jewish. My time up. Eved kachavim gufa lekani. The eved kachavim does not own the body, only owns the ma'isi adayim, like Hanilei. A guy cannot own another guy, as we learn later in the pasuk. By the Hanilei, the ma'kanei Yisrael, he can only sell the yid what he owns, which is the ma'isi adayim. But keep the cousin, the tabel l'shem ben chayrim, afkil l'shibuda. And once he's tabel l'shem ben chayrim, he's mafkia the shibud, and it's mafkia the shibud, the lien that a yid has on the abbot. Because rabba tam rabba, hegdish kedushas hakof, if somebody's magdish something for a carbon, so even though there was a lien on the animal, the napaitiki, the hegdish can take away the shibut chametz, or somebody made a lien on chametz, and then Pesach came. The guy can't collect the chametz, the shechrur, or he frees an eved that there was a lien on. Napkiyim midei shibut. Master of Chizda, Maisim b'blu yagiyay, v'shakadma v'dav v'tav l'ufanah. They traveled before her, but Maisim v'chacham v'bamu kanatim v'dei chayrim. Maisim l'ufanah, and only because they traveled while she was still a non-Jewish lady, and therefore she couldn't own them, l'achra alai. I'm a rabbi, no. L'ufanah, b'en b'stam b'en mefarish. If it's before she was megayir, whether they said they want to be mechayrim or not, they're automatically mechayrim because they can't become avadim. L'achra, b'en before Hashem b'stam l'ay. But after she was megayir, then it will only be if they say the ben chayrim. That's only if you buy an avid from a guy. But if you buy the guy himself from himself, since he owns his guf, you automatically get the king in a guf, and he can't be tayvel himself, ben chayrim. The other nations that live in Eretz Yisrael, you can buy. You can buy guyim, they can't buy you. A guy can't buy a yid. That the yid should work for him. A guy can't buy a yid from Maisi Yadayim. It says in the Pasuk in Parshas Behar that a yid can sell himself an acre, which is Avedah Zara, Mishpachas Ger. It's a riot that a guy can buy a yid. So what does it mean they can't buy you? You can buy the guf from them. You're right, you can buy a guy, but who says it just by buying him? Maybe it's the money and putting him in the mikvah. Maybe that's a necessity to have a kinyan aguf. Kasha the Gemara doesn't give an answer. Amr Shmuel v'tarach l'takva b'mayim. Shmuel says that when you type one eved for an eved, you have to make sure that it's l'shem avdus. You have to control him in the water. K'haydim minyamin avdid ravashi b'y latulei. Miyaman, the slave of Ravashi, Ravashi wanted to table him l'shem Abdus. Basrin halal l'ravina l'rachem edravas. He gave it to those two people. Amalu, he said, chazudim inaychel kabayisle. I'm telling you now, you're in charge of him. Make sure you don't blow this. Ramalai arusa b'tzavre, they put a leash around his neck. Arvulei b'timtzum ulei. They kept on loosening and tightening it. Arvulei, they loosened it, k'echel l'lav chatzita. Shouldn't be a chatzita. But timtzum ulei, k'echel l'lav lagdim b'leima. He shouldn't get up and say, l'shem ben chayrim. They made him act like an eved in the water. That they controlled his neck with a leash to make sure he can't say he wants to be Ben Shem Chayim. The same Chayim and any type. How did the Dollar Reishim Mimai when he came out of the water? Uncle Lezulta, the Tina Reishim, they put a bucket of mud on his head. Uncle Lezulta, I'm to the Vemarach, take this to your master. It was a way of showing you are an Eved. They pay people, right? They pay the tax bill for Goyim, and then they acquire those Goyim as servants from the king, because that's what the king said. Because the king said whoever pays the tax bill owns the ones that don't pay the tax. So the question is it a kinyan agul for a kinyan ma'isi yadayim? Right, because it's a kinyan ma'isi yadayim, because that's what the guy usually owns, or is the king different? Do you need a get chayrus alay? I'm alay ichu if shchivi. If I would have died, I wouldn't have told you. I'm of chetches. Murkaya dahani, the seal of these people, their kinyan agov betapsa the malkamanach, is in the. I think tapsa means what word am I looking for? Suitcase, flask. What did you say?
The king's chest.
Chest. It's in the chest of the king. Meaning they're owned by the king. All subjects are owned by the king. Malkam and Mandal Yav Karga, Mishtabat Lamandal Yav Karga, and therefore it's a king Yanagov. Rechia Barabba, Ikul the Gavla, Rechia Barabba happened to be in the city of Gavla. Chaza Benaitz Yisrael, he saw Jewish girls, some Abram, Migerim, Shemol, Vilaytavlu. They were impregnated by Geirim that had done Mila, not Tvila. It's interesting he calls them Geirim. According to some, they weren't Geirim yet, but they were on their way to Geirus. In fact, Paiskin Paskin, that they can keep Shabbos. If once it's Tamalu V'loi Tavlu, they're allowed to keep Shabbos, even though a guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. Chazachamadi saw the Maske Epitachavim. They saw the wine of Goyim that the Yidden poured. The wine of Yidden that Goyim poured. The Shasi Yisrael, they drank it. The Chazaturmasin, they saw lupines, which is a kind of bean. The Shalkei Epitachavim that Goyim cooked. Shaila Bisho Akim V'achli Yisrael. V'lamu V'loi Midi, and he didn't make any macha. Also the comment of Yechonin, Amalek Reb Yechonin told him, Teva Hachwiz al Bneim Shem Mamzerim, go test Eina the kids of Mamzerim, Vayenim Shem Yei Nesach, and their wine is also out of Sam Yeinam, Val Turmasim Shem Beshulai Vekachavim, and their beans are out there because of Gai Kupta. Why Vishayna Bnei Kaira? That's going on the last one. Amneim Shem Mamzerim, Reb Yechonin, Tamedam Rechi Barbam, Reb Yechonin, Loilam Eina Gerat, Shem will be at 12. Person's not a ger until he does both Mila and Tvila. The Kibun Le Tavel, and since he didn't do Mila yet, the Tvila yet, I become Chavmu. The Amr Abba Bechor Amai Bechor, I become Bechor Abba Abba Yisrael, Abba Mamzer. Bechon Shit is of the father, is an Ivan Kachavim, the kids of Mamzer. Vayayin Amishim Yei Nesach, even though the guy never touched the wine, Shem Leich Leich Amran. We say, go away. Nazira, Tzchar, Tzchar, Lekarma, Le Sikrav. Nazir, don't go next to a vineyard. It's a Shmira, it's innocent Rabbanon. But if things eaten raw have no bishuakim. Bean is not eaten when it's raw. Why isn't the Yeshba Mishim Bishulai Bekachav? So why is it only because Eina B'nai Taira? So the Gemara Reb Yechon Gidach Lishna Sfirla, he holds like the other Lashon, which we pass them both. I'm not sure about Yitzchim Shmeda Rav. Kol Shein Oil HaShulchan Malachim Lachim Beit HaPas, anything that's not served at a formal dinner to eat with bread, Eina Mishim Bishulai Bekachav. And beans are not served at a formal dinner. But time of Eina B'nai Taira, B'nai Taira, Shari, can I trouble you, Bachmanshim, when you come to bring the box of dishes? Thank you. Tana Rabbanan, Ger Shemal V'Loi Tavel. A Ger that just did Mila not Tvila. Rabbi Ezra Meir said, Ger, Shekimetzinu Ba'Vetzenu Shemal V'Loi Tavel. In Mitzrayim they mouth, we don't find any Tvila before Matan Tairo when they were supposed to be Jewish. Is a Raya, this is enough, I don't know before that. Is a Raya that Mila by itself works. Yeshua Meir said, Ger, Shekimetzinu Bimol Shetavel V'Loi Mavel. If it works for the women, it must work for the men as well. He has to have both. Rabbi Shua Nami Nail of Meavas. Why doesn't Rabbi Shua learn out Mila from Abbas? Rabbi Lezer Nami Nail of Meavas. The Chitay main daughter of Nevshim Shiavshu, you can't learn out from the Meavas because they are not capable of having Mila. But Tanya Rabbi Lezer Nami Nail of Pesach Deresh and Bum and Achulim. How do I know the Pesach Deresh cannot be bought for my Shani money? Never Pesach with Mitzrayim and never Pesach with Deresh. My Pesach Amr with Mitzrayim and Bum and Achulim because there was no my Shani. Pesach Amr Ladaris in Bam and Alchulim. Amalei Rebbe Kiva v'chidar and Evshem Shiyevsher. And Rebbe Kiva said, how can you do that? It's Evshem Shiyevsher. Amalei Ampi Shiyevsher Raigadai Lehi. Doesn't make a difference with Nomad Mimeno. And the Ritva says it's only because that was the first one. Whenever you have a first one, that can serve as a simon, even Evshem Shiyevsher. Right? So the same thing here. Why don't we learn that from the Imam? Ella, you're right. Rabbi Eliezer agrees, Tvila enough is enough. The Mahani. He pligi b'movaloi tava. Rabbi Eliezer b'movas. Rabbi Yeshua b'avas nami Tvila hava. He learns that there was Tvila there as well. Where do we know that? It says, go to the nation and made him wash their clothing. You're learning that wash means tefillah. A tummy that doesn't have to wash his clothing, like a balkari. We want to make the clothing tar for sure the people. Dominicans Valma, who says kibbutzim means tefillah there? Maybe just means cleaning. Says he sprinkled it on the nation. Right, so therefore, Rabbi Yeshua says the men have tefillah. Frek the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua tefillah be mosmin alam. The Yisrael doesn't go with the ladies. So how do I know that they had tefillah? Svarahu, them came a men nifnas to tachas kamfeshkina. They had to do something, and the only things available for geras are mila and tefillah. They can't do mila, they must have done tefillah. Amram chiyah barab, amram yechim loylam en agir hachim aviyatvo. We pass the, you need both. Pshita, Yaakov HaRabim, Malachi HaRabim. Isn't Yaakov HaRabim, Malachi HaRabim? That the Gemara, it's not a Rabim. Mam Chachamim Reb Yaisi. It's only an individual. Therefore, he has to tell me that we paskin that way. The Tanya. Ashabab Amim Malti Veloi Tevalti. Guy walks in, he said, I did a bris, but I didn't have tefillah. Right? So the question is, we don't know that he did a bris L'Shem Geirus. He might have had a bris as an Arabi Mol or a Givani Mol. No. What? We don't know. He walks in, he says, I have a breath, but I never did tefillah. So the question is, can we just do tefillah, or do we have to ascertain that the breath was a Shem Geirus? Which would mean we would have to do a Tavas Dam breath. He's a guy. A guy walks in, yeah. Madvila and I said, Mabakach. We table him, and that's good enough. The Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe I say, Mei Madvila. Rabbi Yaisi says, that's not good enough. You need both. And since you don't have Mila L'Shem Geirus, it's not good enough. Lefichach, now we say, Big Chiddush, Mabil and Geir B'Shabbos, Dev Rebbe Yehuda. You're allowed a Taibu Geir and Shabbos. It's not called Tikkun. A regular Geir. Not this Geir that we don't know had Bris Mila. A Geir that we know had Bris Mila, you can Taibu him on Shabbos. This is a Chiddush that Rebbe Yehuda holds either Mila or Tvila. Rabbi Yaisi, I'm a Mabilin, meaning he holds you need Mila and Tvila, not that you just Mila is enough. Right? You need Mila and Tvila. Amar Mar Levicha Matvila and Gerber Shabbos Pshita, Kivin Amar Yehuda B'chad Asagi, Echa Mod Levinu Matvila, Mai Levicha. What's the Chiddush? The answer is Mal, the Tevila Rabbi Yehuda Tvila Iker. From the first story, you just see Tvila is the Iker. With Tvila B'Shabbos Loi, the Kamasak in Gaza. Therefore, Tvila might be Asra and Shabbos. Kamash Malon, Rabbi Yehuda, Ayha, Ayha. The Levicha is to tell me Rabbi Yehuda holds either one. He said, you need both. We don't do a ticking of a person on Shabbos. The answer is, the problem there was the Mila. But Tvila doesn't need necessary. We need both hams in the Braisa. One is to show us that Rabbi Yehuda holds Tvila is enough, and Rabbi Yehuda holds Tvila is not enough. And one is to show us that Rabbi Yehuda holds Mila is enough, and Rabbi Yaisi holds you need both. Mila is not enough either. Amr Abba. Uvda Abba by Rabbi Chia by Rabbi. There was a story by Rabbi Chia by Rabbi. Rabbi Yaisi Masni, Rabbi Yaisi by Rabbi was there also. Rabbi Safra Masni, Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Chia was also there. Nasik Lekame Ger Shemobu Leitavo. He did Mila L'Shem Geirus. He hadn't done Tvila yet. At night. Him Shoy Karad L'mocha B'Nasbina. Wait here till tomorrow and we'll tell you. Because you don't do Geirus at night. Shmamina, plus. Shmamina Geir Tzarek Shlaisha. Rav Safra added a third to tell us you need a Bezen. But that Shmamina in the Geir Hachimu V'Yitvo. He had Mila L'Shem Geirus, but that's not enough. Because that's the story. The story was he was a mole. He did have. That's not the question there. From the story is that he was mole L'Shem Geirus. We knew that he had done Mila L'Shem Geirus. Might be, there happened to be three mumchim. That we need three is because Rav Safra added the third man. But that you need mumchim, it just happened to be they were mumchim. A ger needs three people, mishpat simbe. It says in the pasuk, mishpat. Rashi brings the pasuk of mishpat echad yir lachem v'la ger. Later on, we bring a different pasuk. We knew he was a guy. And now he comes in, he says, he's a ger, yokun lekablenu, tamalem itcha, the mukzak, you have to know that he's a ger. Tyson speaks out, if we don't know he was a ger, he could come in and say he's Jewish, so he's believed to say he's a ger. Ba ve'ed of imay, came with witnesses, minayin, how do I know we believe them? And the Gemara is going to ask a question, we always believe witnesses, and the Gemara is going to answer that the witnesses are saying hearsay. How do we know it works? Tamalem v'chiyonu itcha ger ba'artzachem. It says b'chiyager, which means anytime, anyway. Mainly elabaren. That tells me we accept ger and eretz yisrael. The mitzvah is minayin. Time we learn b'itcha b'chol makom she'itcha. The gemara is going to say, how can you learn two things out of itcha? And the gemara says one is going to come from the word imach. Imkay ma time we learn b'varet. Varet tzarach la viraya. Chutz laaretz ain't tzarach la viraya. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds any ger that comes in chutz laaretz, he would never say it if it weren't true. Why in the world does guy want to be Jewish? You have to bring a raya. Why do I need a pasuk if he has edim? Reb Sheshi is the Amr Shemanush in this guy of Bezin Shoplaini. We heard he was Megayer. Because it's hearsay. Kamash Malon that we believe them. The Artzach I'm mainly El Ba'aretz. Chutz La'aretz Minayin. Tamalayim Itcha B'chol Mokim She'itcha. That's what we said. Lafik, they didn't you learn out from Itcha that you need proof? That the Gemara called them Itcha, they called them Imach. One is what do they do with the pasuk of Artzachem? That even in Eretz Yisrael we're mekabel gerim. Because it's zavas chol of dvash, and therefore it's an ulterior motive. The hashanami the leket tavusi. Even now that there's no zavas chol of dvash, it can leket chikopeya meitzer sheni meitzerani. There is benefits. There's a safety net. Kamash malan that we accept. We don't accept, even in Chutz La'aretz, we don't accept, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like a Chum. In fact, the Gemara Pshita, Malach, Yalkav, Rab, Malach, Turab. The Gemara Mal, the Tamas, Mestab, Retaim, and Rabbi Yehuda, Kamasar, Le'Kroi. He has the Pasuk of Ba'artzachem, which seems to support his point, that you only need a Raya in Eretz Yisrael, Kamash Malam, that we learn like Durabana. Tana Rabbana, the Shvatam Tzedek, Ben Ish, Ben Achav, Ben Gerai. We should judge righteously, to the man and his brother, and between the ger. Kanam Rabbi Yehuda ger, and this guy with Beznar is a ger. Beinu lebeinatzmi in a ger, you need a bez. Ma'isa bechad shabalav Rabbi Yehuda amalein is geyarti beinu lebeinatzmi. I did my gerus myself. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda yesh lecha edim? Do you have edim? Amalei lav, no. Yesh lecha bonim? You have children? Amalei hein, yes. Amalei nemenat alifso asafimcha. Shav yanav shechaticha di yisura. You said you're goyish. You can no longer live with a Jewish woman until you do another process of gerus. But you're not believed to say your kids are not Jewish. They have a chazaka, and who are you to destroy their chazaka? The Gemara, Miyam Rabbi Yehuda, Abanam Le'Meimen. The Rabbi Yehuda say he's not believed on children. But Tanya Yakir says in the pasuk, "Yes, Lebchor Ben Hasnua Yakir." By the way, I picked one of the pshatim in the Rishayim when I explained this. By identifying a second kid as a bechor, he's automatically making the first kid pasul, and the Torah gives him that right according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbanan holds the right is only to identify when we don't know. Rabbi Yehuda says the right is to identify Bechor even if it flies in the face of another kid being older, which means he's making the kid a mamzer. Yakirenu la'cherim, mikanam Rabbi Yehuda, nemen od moim zeb hi Bechor, ukshem shenem leim zeb hi Bechor, kach nemen leim zeb hi zeb ben grusho, ben chalutzu. Come by main in them. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can pass to your kids. So why over here don't we believe the ger to pass to his kids? Avram nachem by Yitzchak, vachim kum ilet v'rechem, sechav, mata, you're a guy, vein ayin esav, you can come. They're not, you can't pass to your kids. Because, by the way, the mother was Jewish. The psul would be either pogrom or mamzer. But either way, you can't passel. You're a guy. You have no halacha of yakir. Ravina Mahaki Kamerlein. Yes, look, bonim, hey. You have children? Yes. Yes, look, bonim, hey. Grandchildren, hey. Yes. Yes. That's the chiddush. A guy has a ability. He can make himself have the halachas of a guy. Correct. We don't believe that he's a guy. But he has to act like a guy. Because Yakir is limited to your children. If they have children, the whole halacha of Yakir doesn't apply. What's the difference between that cotton and that gadol? Why cotton mamish? Why gadol? Gadol mamish. Cotton doesn't mean cotton. Gadol doesn't mean gadol. A cotton miyashle banim zeh gadol. If he has children, he's a gadol. Gadol veila bottoms out cut. You believe that your kids, not in your grandkids. Look at the kavasa of Nachman by Yitzchak. that we don't trust him here because he's a guy. That's true. We don't believe in grandfather and his grandchildren. But over here, you don't even need that. He's not believed in anything because he's a guy. Why in the world do you want to become Jewish? Look at article over four different words. But basically means downtrodden, oppressed,
afflicted,
and what?
Harassed.
And harassed. I should be worth it. Which we explained, we told want to tell him that Judaism is not just strict mitzvahs, it's a way of life. And when we learn the mitzvahs tomorrow, we'll explain why would he concentrate on that. When we tell him some of the punishments, become Jewish. You don't get courage. On the other hand, you tell him what he can earn. And also tell him, we can't handle too much riches because the Eitzara gets us. We can't handle too much punishment. We don't do more than this. We don't try to frighten him. We don't give him all the details of all the mitzvahs patterns. Kibbul. I think this is as far as we got. Imagine Shem tomorrow, we'll start from here. Everybody should have a wonderful day.
More doesn't get in soon.